Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Monday's show. Hope you had a great weekend. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Okay, we're going to go. And here's the question everybody answers here this morning. What was your first job? First job you get a paycheck for. Your first job ever. We're going to go to our video producer, Eddie. Eddie, your first job.
My first job was a lifeguard. And this was right out of high school. My first paycheck. You know what I did with my first paycheck that I got? I went and bought a guitar.
Wow.
Dude, it was like $285 and I bought a $300 guitar. My parents like, you spent all your paycheck?
How long did you have that guitar?
Oh, all the way through college.
Was it your first ever guitar?
It was my second guitar. But it's the first one I bought with my own money. And you know what I did in college? I was at a party, dude, playing a song. And they were all like, yeah! And I finished the song and I threw the guitar. I thought someone was going to catch it. No one caught it. Boom! It hit the ground, broke.
Oh. Did you fix it or was it dead then?
It was dead. It's done. I mean, I hung it up on my wall all broken, you know? It's like, but really, it was like, no one caught that guitar, guys.
Did your wife meet you in a part of your life, a season where you were playing guitar at parties?
Oh, yeah, man. South Padre Island, dude. January 4th, it was Independence Day. I had all my friends
July?
There. We were jamming.
January 4th?
Was July 4th. Sorry, guys. I was by a campfire playing the guitar, and my wife loved it.
What song do you think you sang?
She liked it when I sang Dave Matthews Band. It was called, what was that song? I don't remember, but there's a part where I go real high, and she's just like, oh, will you play that song again?
Dang.
Yeah, dude.
Now
I
she's
had
like,
her.
Shut up, Eddie, with the guitar.
Oh, if I bring the guitar out while she's cooking like, dinner, she's like, wait, can we put the radio on?
Lunchbox, over to you. What was your first ever job?
It was easy. I was a bagger at the grocery store Randall's because I was 15 years old, and I told my parents, can't wait till you buy me a car when I turn 16. My dad looked at me and said, you better get a job, son. So I went to the grocery store, and I had to wear a special white shirt to let everybody know that I was not 16, that I couldn't do certain things like the baler, take the trash out. I could only bag groceries, and I was only allowed to work certain hours. And I worked and worked and worked. And then a week before my 16th birthday, I bought me a 1985 Mazda RX-7. No power steering, no AC. Awesome.
You had to work with X's on your hand, basically.
Basically. Yeah. It was so embarrassing because I had the white shirt and everybody else had a normal blue shirt for Randall's. And everybody would be like, oh, why do you wear the white shirt? I'm only 15.
Be like, I'm manager.
But it was great. They'd be like, hey, can you go take this to the track? Nope, not allowed to. I'm 15.
You showed them, didn't you,
buddy? Yeah, and let me tell you, there was one girl that I stood at the end of her register just trying to hook up.
Did it?
Okay.
Nah, I never got with her. Name was Beatrice. She was a swimmer. She was from another country, and she drove a Toyota Tercel. Never forget it.
Was she older?
Yeah. She was like 19.
She had a blue shirt. Didn't give you time of day?
Oh, she flirted, but we never got there.
But did you get anywhere?
Nah. Never even got her number, man.
Amy, your first job ever?
My first job where I got a real legit paycheck was a hostess at Lone Star Cafe.
And did you want to be a waiter, waitress?
I never made it to server, but I was a pretty good hostess.
Did you get tipped?
I can't. occasionally, but not. It wasn't a requirement from the servers. I mean, maybe sometimes it would be.
I meant like the people.
Yeah.
Did anybody slide you a five?
Oh, to get sat somewhere specific?
Anything.
No, I definitely got tips, but I wouldn't do anything shady. If I would double seat my waiters, I would get in so much trouble. Mm-hmm. So we try to avoid that at all costs.
Were you a one, like one stand, one sir, or one hostess? Because we had two for the most part if it was busy on a Friday and Saturday or Sunday brunch. Because there were so many people, one would take one would talk to the next one. They'd take it. It was a revolver.
Man. Yeah, good point. I mean, it would depend on which shift I was working. And we also were responsible for rolling silverware.
Oh, I hated rolling silverware. It was the worst. I had to do that too. All right, Ray, set me up, buddy.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's heard daily by the masses, but you wouldn't recognize him without his glasses. Bobby Bones.
Yeah, that's
thank
good.
You. Thank you. That's a good one. So my first job ever was working in a fireworks stand. One of my neighbors had a small fireworks stand, but I worked in a fireworks stand enough one summer to buy a lawnmower so that I could go and hustle yards all fall and all the next year. So I worked to buy a lawnmower. How boring does that sound as a kid?
Yeah, that's terrible.
But like, I knew what?
You worked at a fireworks stand? That's amazing.
Yeah, but I didn't get to do anything cool. It was a small stand on the side of the road.
But you knew the black cats, you got two for one, buy one, get
one.
It
was mostly the helper or the person that was working it.
Wow.
So I did that, made enough money to buy a lawnmower, bought the lawnmower, then made enough money to buy school clothes.
Yeah.
Dang, none of that sounds fun, does it?
Oh, man.
But learned to hustle. And I'm still out every Saturday mowing yards, knocking on doors.
Still today.
Today. $15, sir. You guys send it. We read it. It's the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My daughter is turning one next month. My wife wants to throw a big party to celebrate. We priced it. The party would cost us hundreds of dollars. That includes food, drinks, cake. New clothes for a special day, a balloon arch, party props, plus renting an Elmo costume that she wants me to wear. Don't even get me started on that. I love my daughter, but she's not going to remember any of this. Honestly, who is the party really for? I say we get a cake, sing happy birthday, and call it a day. Whose team are you on? Team party or team save the money? What's your advice? Signed, Frugal Fred. Eddie, you got four kids.
This is such a dad message. Like, this was me the first 5 years of all my kids' lives. Why are we spending so much money? They're not going to remember this. But you know what? They only turn one once. I mean, it is for you. It's not for the kid. They're not going to remember anything. They're 1 year old. So just, you know, I think there's a middle ground here. Make it fun for the kid. Why not dress like Elmo? I think that's fun. I think the kid will be like, oh, that's cute, Elmo, or be scared. But look, don't spend that much money. The kid's really not going to remember this.
True, but pictures now are, in a lot of ways, currency. It's value. This is you and your one-year-old. I agree. I don't think you should go all in like this.
Yeah, don't go broke for this.
But I think you could probably cut a couple of things, but it's also very important to your wife. Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
It's very important to the wife to be able to celebrate this, even if the kid doesn't remember. So as much as you're going, well, the kid won't remember, but the wife will, and it's important to her. And don't we try to prioritize our partners? And we have to pick and choose a lot of times.
Happy wife, happy life.
So I say you can actually make it a win for her while you taking a little bit of liberty and trimming some of it. Get the Elmo costumes. Maybe you don't get the arch.
Get rid of the arch.
There are a couple things, but I think you go to her to remember, it's all about the communication. You can communicate the same exact thing, but it's how you communicate it if it's going to get done or not. You go to your wife and you go, you know what? I was wrong for not wanting the birthday party. You're right. My friends, Bobby and Eddie, don't even say you heard it from the show. Just say we were talking, and they think I'm being an idiot for not wanting to have a one-year-old birthday party. So I do want to do it. You're absolutely right. Can we just not get the arch? Everything else is great. I just feel like the arch is a little over the top. Because, yes, a one-year-old is not going to remember a birthday party. And, yes, you know what? It's pretty stupid.
It is pretty dumb.
But that's just dumb to you. It's not dumb to her.
Yeah, because I feel like she's going to be like, but the arch is going to look so good in all the pictures.
No, I mean all of it. You got to talk her down from a couple of these things.
Say yes to Elmo because that's huge.
Say yes. And you'll even wear the costume.
For sure.
Absolutely, I want to wear the costume. I won't be in there all day, but I'll wear the costume. It'll be great. But just trim back a couple things, but present it as you were wrong. But the budget is the only thing that makes you really uncomfortable. Can we cut back a couple things? And I do think she'll accept that and you guys will move along. But then always hold. You can hold this for something that you want later.
Ammo.
Literal ammo?
No, no, no. Like, you know.
Well, I thought you wanted
leverage.
No.
Leverage?
Not really leverage. I wouldn't say leverage.
Then what is it?
But it's the next time there's something trivial like this for you. It's like, she's like, I don't think you should go play golf at 1. We got to be here at 4. It's like, I feel you, but I dress as Elmo.
Do you remember that? And yeah. Then you have the picture.
So give me this. So that's all I'm saying. I think it works. Just trim back a little bit for the budget. Wear the Elmo costume. She wins. Sometimes you got to suck it up. And I'm sure your kid, when he's 18, will think it's interesting they had a one-year-old party.
And remember this, bud. You're not alone. Like, every dad does this.
Frugal Fred, thank you for your email. You're going to have to take the L on this, but don't take the L as hard. Save a little money on it. Thank you. That's the mailbag. The question is, 2/3 of Americans keep one of these in their cars. Think about that. 2/3 of Americans keep one of these in their cars. Good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's go to Katie. Katie, welcome to Never Gonna Get It. Because you're never gonna get it. Oh. Never gonna get it. Katie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Now, you get a chance to answer it first. It's gonna be hard to get, but if you miss it, that's okay. You got two other options here. The question is,
okay,
2/3 of Americans keep one of these in their cars. What is it? What do you think there?
I'm not sure. 2/3 of Americans keep one of these in their car.
Yeah. It's a hard question. That's why we say you're never going to get it. So you can just throw something out there.
How about sunglasses?
Sunglasses. That's a great guess.
That's really good.
Now, that's not right. But it's a great guess, but she's never going to get it, mm-hmm. You know? So, okay, 0-1. Get 3 shots here. Katie, okay. You can decide if any one of these 4 get it right, you're going to win, but you have to pick one. Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, or Morgan. Which one would you like to represent you? Do you guys feel good? Or?
I feel good.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Which one would you like to represent you, Katie? If they get it, you get it.
I'm going to pick Morgan.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Morgan, 2/3 of Americans keep one of these in their cars.
Yeah.
What do you have over
and
there?
And I got a few things written down, so I was trying to decide between them, but I'm going between a charger or snacks, because, you know, parents keep snacks in their car for their kids. Everybody likes to have a charger, the phone to be charged. I feel like charger is more logical. I'm going charger.
Well, I might think 100% of the cars have chargers.
Just one.
No, like a plug-in charger,
yeah,
right? One.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think more people than 2/3.
Oh, I don't. I think only new cars have those.
Yeah.
Oh.
Huh. 2/3 of Americans keep one of these in their cars. Morgan says charger. It is not charger.
Oh. Whew. Okay.
Now we're down to the final shot here. So, Katie, Morgan, I know you can write your other answer down if you want. You're going to be back in it here. You can do that one or a different one. Don't care. But, Katie, here's where it gets down to the nitty-gritty.
Ooh.
Okay.
You have 4 players here. You can pick that any of them get it or that none of them get it. So if you think any of them get it, if any of the 4 get it, you win. Or you can go none of them get it, and if any of them get it, you lose. Now, here's what you're playing for. Today, some crap from the back. Ray, what's on the list of crap from the back for Katie?
A blank slate game, ooh, a Trisha Yearwood cookbook,
ooh,
John Party CD, ooh, and a Mitchell Tenpenny hat.
Not bad.
Wow, that is some crap.
That's some good crap.
Okay.
A lot of crap.
Which would you like to go with, Katie? That you think one of them will get it or one of them won't get it?
I think I'm going to go with that none of them will get it.
Oh, okay. Wow.
You're a loser.
Thanks for the confidence.
So if any of you get it, she loses.
Yeah. Okay.
And we get to keep all that crap.
Yes!
I call the hat.
2/3 of Americans keep one of these in their cars. What is it? Amy.
Hand sanitizer. That's a good. Little bottle.
That's wrong.
Eddie.
Can I ask a question? When was this survey done?
What are you talking about? That's
not
part of it.
You can't ask questions.
Recently.
Hey, can I?
Can I ask a question? What's the answer?
Yeah.
You said recently?
Sure.
Give me COVID mask.
Okay, I'm going to let you sit there on that one. Morgan.
Oh, that's a good question. I see why you had to ask
that
question.
That is a good one.
That's actually
a
good answer.
Hey, guys, I'm smart, all right?
A flashlight. You get stranded, you might need a flashlight.
It's wrong.
Dang. I'm going like survival over here.
How you feel over there, Lunchy?
Good.
Lunchy. Love it when you call him that.
2/3 of Americans keep one of these in their cars. What do you have?
Well, I had to scratch one out because I don't think you would have that at this time in the morning. So that answer wouldn't be it.
What?
It makes no sense, but go ahead.
You want me to say what that one
no,
was?
But I'm saying it's all the time. It's not morning or day. But anyway,
I'm saying the answer wouldn't be that
because it's in the morning. We wouldn't say that with kids.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I went with umbrella.
That's a good guess.
So we have umbrella and COVID masks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And with Eddie's question, I think he might be right because an umbrella, a lot of people, the only time you need an umbrella, you leave it in the house. So I think Eddie is...
Well, do you want to change your answer?
No. Oh, I'm saying it was a good answer, and I liked your question about when was this survey taken.
Well, hand sanitizers...
No, that was terrible.
Yes, terrible.
It's not terrible.
Colorado Katie, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
So you've said that they won't get it right. Now, I will give you the option to flip.
Oh.
And if you think one of them is right, you can then flip to you think one that they're right. One of them got it right. Or you can stay with you think they all got it wrong.
I'm going to stay with they all got it wrong.
Oh, you just lost.
You don't like the answers?
No.
Wow, what did you not? You didn't like our answers? No respect.
Lunchbox, your answer
is not right.
Umbrella is not right.
I didn't think it was.
Let him answer.
But then why would you say it if you didn't think it was? And you yelled, I got it.
Well, because the other one I can't say.
So you think that's it?
But you knew that wasn't it, too. So that
I don't know.
That's not right either.
You may change the answer because that one wasn't
No,
right.
I did not change the
answer. Tell me right now what I thought it was.
It doesn't matter. It's not right.
You sure?
Yes. What to start with?
C.
Okay.
No, it's not that.
Two-thirds.
Stop.
Eddie, your answer is mask.
Yeah, man. Come on.
If you missed it, she wins.
Eddie got it right. Hey, you got it right, dude. When you said it, I felt it.
I don't want her to lose, but I also want to get this right.
When you said it, I felt it.
Two-thirds of Americans keep one of these in their cars. The answer is a weapon.
Oh my.
Either pepper spray or a gun or... Katie, you win the crap from the back.
Wow.
Come on.
How exciting.
Send her that crap.
She had no faith in us, though. I didn't like
wow.
that.
Oh, you're mad at her for winning?
A weapon.
Yeah.
Eddie, you better be thinking about that when you're road raging.
I have a screwdriver.
Well, that works, too. Pepper spray, screwdriver, punks, all that. Katie, congratulations. Ooh. Thank you for listening. I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranked Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in HOPE. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in HOPE at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A year and a half ago, Isaiah heard a noise coming from the basement of his Colorado home. He went to investigate. In the basement, he found his autistic son, Jude, playing an old keyboard that they had stored down there. Despite never having a single lesson, Jude was pretty good, which is, that's crazy that he has like this talent in him. And so Isaiah bought his son a better keyboard, and now the 11-year-old is the lead keyboardist in church.
Come on.
And he is not the greatest communicator that's said about him yet, but he's getting a lot better. And he's now viral on YouTube and TikTok. And so here's a story of a kid who had a lot of trouble expressing himself, but now through music is actually really good and has found a passion. And so there's a local piano tuner in town, and he's like, well, I think I can help this kid. And so he bought a grand piano with some money that he inherited from his father. He spent $15,000 on this piano, gave it to Jude, and then goes and tunes it every single month. And then also helps him get lessons for almost free. Sometimes for free, sometimes, but he works with people because he's a piano tuner. And the family's like, wow, out of nowhere this happened. And the guy, he's just like, man, I'm able to help and people help me, so why wouldn't I help? It's just a really great story. Here's a clip of Isaiah, the dad, saying they're super thankful for someone just loving a son like that.
Somebody to just love your son like that by making sure that his future is secured. We are super thankful.
What a great story.
That's so cool.
That's what this whole segment's all about. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
To do the job that Raymundo does, you have to kind of be cool, calm, and collected all the time. He runs all the audio. He's here every morning to turn the show on. He's here when the show goes off. And he's the guy that's got to be just even keeled the whole time because things can go wrong. That being said, apparently he had a meltdown. I've never seen Ray have a meltdown. Do you know about this?
No.
Was he texting you at 1 o'clock in the morning?
I don't think so.
He didn't text me either. Ray, would you like to tell me your version of this? Because I've been hit up by like three people.
Yeah, this is really embarrassing. This is a bad one. I came to work and I go to put our little key card at the door, and I guess for whatever reason I left my card at home. I misplaced my key card.
That's what time?
Like 1:30 in the morning. And so that's the only way to get in the building. There's no other way to do it. So I pulled through my outlet. I'm like ripping apart my car, looking through my wall. I've never lost my key card before. So I just started frantically texting people.
But why at 1:30? Because you could have stayed in your car for a couple hours.
Gone home.
You don't need to be here until really 4:15.
Right. I needed to get in the building though.
For what?
But again, you don't really need to be here until 4:15.
No. I really needed to get in at that time.
What do you do at 1:30 when you get here?
Just audio when nobody's talking, when it's perfectly quiet.
Do you ever go back to sleep here?
Yeah, all the time.
That is crazy.
So why not just go to sleep in your car? Because you start texting people on the show who aren't up either.
Correct. I did chill in my car for a little bit. Then I'm like, I got to start firing all these texts off to people.
Anybody wake up from these?
No. Yes.
Yours woke up?
Yeah, and it's like, hey, I need to get in the building. Can you bring me your card? I just turn it back over. I'm like, there's no way he expects me to get out of bed and come. And I guess he texted other people, called other people. And
Mike,
then,
did you see it? Did you wake up?
No.
Okay. You didn't text me, right?
No.
Eddie, did you see it?
Not a text.
But did you get it? You didn't get it in the morning either?
No, I didn't see it.
Did you have a reason you went to Lunchbox and Mike first?
These are the people I thought maybe with kids, they're used to getting up, their phones are on, they have elderly parents, I don't know.
Mike
doesn't have
no
a kid,
elderly
Eddie has an 80
kids. And I think he did closest to the station. I think he was trying to go, like, proximity, who could get him in the building the fastest, because he needed to be in there at 1:30 in the morning.
Which is crazy, he doesn't need to be at 1:30 in the morning. So who ended up answering?
So it was Kevin. Everybody answered eventually within an hour, but Kevin was the first one, and he was on the spot in like 20 minutes.
So Kickoff Kevin works in the studio next to this, who's editing audio. He shows up. I'd have been so irritated.
I'd have been so mad to get out of bed.
Was he in a good mood?
No, he was fine. Yeah, we're used to getting up for this job.
Not at 1:30, we're not.
No.
True.
So he lets you in. Does he go home after that?
Yeah, he went home and went to bed.
That's crazy.
And what did you do as soon as you got in? What'd you do?
Sigh of relief. I was so happy to be
And then what? You go back to bed?
Took a nap.
No, then I'm doing my stuff. I'm like, screw the gym. I'm not leaving this building today. I'm in it.
So sometimes you get here and then leave again?
Yeah. All the time.
To go work out.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's so, he doesn't need to do any of that. He can just go, just go to the gym. Okay. So then I hear there's another development.
Yes. And then around like 6:37 in the morning, during a commercial, he goes, who put this key card in my wallet? Did you guys just put this key card in my, who did that? He thought someone had taken his key card and then snuck it back into his wallet. It was in his wallet the whole freaking time.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was in there. He's like, I don't know. I've never seen this pocket in my wallet. Who did that?
Yeah, it's almost impossible to explain, but apparently I have a secret wallet pocket that I never knew about. And so I was trying to find a $20 bill for Kevin to give it to him and be like, hey, thank you so much. So because of that, I kind of pushed my wallet a direction I never pushed it. And all of a sudden, there's a secret compartment.
How did it get in there?
Well, the key card was there all along.
No, but how did it get? Wait.
Yeah, who did that?
Who put it in the secret compartment?
The key card never left my wallet.
So why didn't it work that time?
You got to now take these key cards out. They don't work. See through the wallet. Or
so it was in your wallet the whole
time? The entire time, I thought somebody's trying to screw with me, but it was always there just in the little secret shelf that I never even knew about.
Oh.
That's terrible.
That stinks. Thanks for Kevin.
Like, you know, you learn from every situation, or at least you can. You have the opportunity to. And Ray, why don't you take away from this that you don't need to be here at 1:30?
No, he just lives his life.
Guys.
Less stress, more life.
He's a stress ball.
He is a stress ball. One time I had to call, like, basically a roadside assistance or a tow truck. I'm not sure. You just call. It was broken down the side of the road. I couldn't get the car to go. I was in a parking lot. I couldn't get the car to go. Tried everything. Nothing. I don't know anything about cars. Nothing. I know nothing about cars. And so I call, and they're like, it's going to be 40 minutes. So, okay. I just sit and wait. And finally they show up like an hour later. And I'm like, I can't get it to start. I can't get it to go. And the guy gets in and goes, oh, here's your problem. And then he puts it in park and goes, hey, boom.
Stop it. Oh, my goodness. Do you feel like just a dummy?
Yeah.
I feel like an idiot.
Like a complete idiot. He literally just put it in park because I had it in like drive with it not on.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Because I probably stopped in the parking lot, just turned it off and took the key out while it was still in drive. And it's not going to roll. It's not neutral. And so it wouldn't start, obviously, because it's in drive, and I just couldn't figure it out. I got under the hood. I don't know what's under the hood. I got under the hood just to see.
You're just looking at stuff?
Anything broken?
You're tapping things.
Oh, my God. And then he put it in drive, and I had to pay him like $80 for the time. And off I went. And then I'm such an idiot. I hit a curb driving off.
Oh, my goodness. They laughed at you the whole way.
The whole way. It was so stupid. Ray, what'd you learn from this?
I got the key card, and I got a secret compartment in the wallet.
No. Okay. You don't have to be at work that early.
You know, if that's what he's, at least he's taking something away from it.
Fine.
That's a funny story. Thanks for sharing it. On the phone, Jason in Alabama. Jason, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Bobby. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I need your help, and I possibly need the help of the B team.
All right.
I'm trying to plan an anniversary gift for my wife. Our anniversary is March 21st. She's always wanted the French Bulldog. I'm trying to make this a surprise for her. So I can't. I don't have social media. The more people I text and all that stuff, she has access to all of my text messages and all of that stuff. So
number one, get a burner phone.
About this.
Yeah, go ahead.
that could work. I've been sending some emails. She doesn't have access to that, but every email seems like a scam.
Yeah.
People are asking me to send them money and they'll ship me a dog.
Yeah. Well, Amy tried to buy a cat.
Yeah. You gotta
watch and got scammed.
Yeah.
And then had we not come on the show and been like, we know it's a scam, we're coming after you, she never got her money back. And luckily they sent it back. And it was all in like yen or something. But she got it. Okay, go ahead.
That's what I'm trying to avoid. I know there has to be some B team members out there who maybe breed French Bulldogs or know somebody who does.
Let me say this first. I hear you. I absolutely. And I have a bulldog. I have an American bull. No, I have an English bulldog. I don't even know because I'm not a bulldog guy. And I love my Stanley the bulldog. And I got him. And he was sick when I got him. And when I got him, they were like, you're going to have a lot of surgeries up front. Are you sure that you can take this dog? Absolutely. Let's go. Luckily, I'm in a place financially where I was like, yeah, let's go. And he said, Stanley's got 11 surgeries at this point. He's almost three. Think about that. 11 surgeries at almost three. That's a little more than normal. But Jason, if I'm being honest with you, I wouldn't go to a breeder. Second of all, I wouldn't get a bulldog because as cute as they are so sick. They shouldn't exist in the fact that they're just inbred animal. They're so cute and Stanley's awesome and I love them and I'm so happy I have them. I'm so happy I was able to give him a good life. But they shouldn't make these dogs because they're sick the whole time. I feel bad for Stanley. His life expectancy is like 9. It makes me sad to look at him because I'm like, he's like my best buddy. I mean, I give him nicknames. Fat Sajak. Patrick Swayze.
Oh, that's a good one.
Forrest Plump.
Come on.
And so I'm hanging out with him and I'm like, hey, John Lardy. And he's like, what's up? And I just love them so much, but they are very, very difficult. And you need extra money to take care of them. Now, if she just must have it, I'm not going to try to convince you. You know what you want. You know what she wants. You're going to do what you're going to do. And just be ready because they're very, very difficult. That being said, let's say somebody has a French bulldog. They're very expensive too.
Are these the ones that Lady Gaga
got shot over?
Yeah, okay.
They're her dog walker.
Right.
No more soapbox for me because I love my bulldog. He's just in a cone every 4 or 5 months. You need one? Okay. What would you like to happen? How can we help you?
If any B-team listeners are out there and could help.
Oh, maybe someone has a French bulldog rescue.
There are French bulldog rescues.
Yeah.
Have you looked there, Jason?
No, I haven't found any anywhere remotely close to Auburn, Alabama.
Well, you may have to drive.
You may have to drive, yeah.
Yeah, because they're going to be expensive dogs anyway. Okay, give us an email address or something because I'm happy to try to help you here. Now that I've done my TED Talk, I'm happy to help you here.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. Like, how do people contact you?
I can give you my email address.
You're going to say it on the air. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
As long as you want to say it on the air, have at it. If you just give it to me, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. It just needs to be. If you want to say it on the air and have listeners send you a note, that's fine. But you're probably going to get a lot of different weird emails. But you could actually get one with a French bulldog.
Yeah, I don't think I'm willing to take that risk.
No, just do it.
Yeah, I would just do it.
Yeah,
I would just
say your email. It's not a bit. You're not going to get scammed.
Yeah, nobody's going to send you.
That's coming from Amy.
Well,
just spam.
You have to pay attention.
Do you have a secondary email, Jason?
Yes, I actually do.
Okay, give that one out, and then we'll put it on the air. And listeners, I'm sure a listener somewhere will have a French bulldog.
All right, it is. Y'all ready?
Loverboy 69, 420.
I know. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm nervous.
Go ahead.
That is not it, I promise.
All right.
It is Jason, Jason, the letter T, last name Keen, Keene, @gmail.com.
Nice. Okay.
Say it one more time.
JasonTKeene, @gmail.com.
Good luck to you, my friend. I would encourage you to be prepared, have your wallet ready, because it is going to be expensive. They're expensive to buy, expensive to keep up with, just expensive. I will never get another bulldog. We almost took a rescue bulldog.
Like recently?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just to keep for a while until we got a home for it, and luckily somebody grabbed it before us because we were about to. Because the poor guy, they just been through a lot, and we now are conditioned to always look out in their eyes for crud, in their ears for infections. Yeah. All the surgeries. Yeah, Jason, good luck with that.
Does Jason's wife listen to the show?
So she can't be listening right now, and I've never known her to go back and listen to anything that she didn't get to listen to in the car. She's at work right now, and she's a nurse, and she better not be listening because she's got to save lives right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's important.
I'm just, he's trying to surprise her and all.
Jason, I like you. Good luck, and I hope you find her an awesome dog, and hope you give a dog a really great home.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Eddie, I really thought, as I was reading some of the new names that I call Stanley, that John Lardy would get a better reaction. It didn't.
Is that Party?
It was Party, and I get it now, but yeah. At the time, I had to think about it.
Same. Yeah, so I'm going to eliminate that then.
Okay.
Because Eddie was like, Forrest Plump.
I love that one.
John Lardy. Yeah. I was like, all right. Sometimes you have to work jokes out and see if they even work.
Yeah, but Amy and Lunchbox didn't react to any of them.
I did too.
I've heard that he's done some of these before. That's why it's like, okay, cool.
Forrest, what is it?
Forrest Plump.
That's great, dude. That's
really good. Yeah, appreciate that. This is from Javier in Austin, Texas.
I just wanted to see any updates on Lunchbox's claim and roof situation. Also, I wanted to say that Lunchbox is the Ben Stiller of iHeartRadio, and I love his cringe moments. I can't stop watching him. Thank you. All I do is win.
He loves you. He loves to cringe.
Great call.
Yeah, and I cringe too, but it's in the best way. Like, I think
it's a positive cringe.
A lot of people attack you. A lot of people love you. You're very polarizing. But what you do is awesome for the show, right, everybody?
Oh, yeah.
And 100%. And as much as we fight, if we actually didn't, if Lunchbox and Eddie didn't actually like each other, neither one of them would be, I would kill one of them or fire one of them because we can't keep that. But
and it'd be Eddie because I've been
absolutely.
Here longer.
Absolutely. Well, just being here longer doesn't matter. But yes.
But I'm more important.
Okay, sure. But so it's all, even when we fight, it's all like genuine, like friendship. And we do not get along sometimes. Even Amy and I don't get along sometimes. So everybody that's like, man, why do you keep him on the show? I hate him. I get it. But he actually fills that role pretty good. I mean, he creates the role. It's the cringe role. What do you want to say to that, Cringy?
I'd like to say that my roof is fixed.
It is?
Yeah.
All the way. Breaking news.
Yeah, we didn't know this.
Well, I mean, I told you I had a...
Yeah, but you didn't tell us it was done.
Well, yeah, over the break.
Breaking news! Go ahead.
So I brought roofers out. I brought 3 or 4 roofers out. Got different estimates because Amy always says don't go with the first one. And they fixed my roof.
No, she doesn't say don't go with the first one. She says don't only listen to one. Like get a second and third opinion.
That's different.
Yeah, the first one
you can
might
go with the
one.
First one. Oh, my gosh.
He misunderstood.
Okay.
Well, I had 3 or 4 come out, got some estimates, and boom, picked one. And it took about 2 weeks, but... No holes in the roof. There's shingles on the roof. And let me tell you, it's kind of toasty in my house now.
Because the heat actually works?
Yeah.
So which one did you go with? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
I was number 2.
So did number 2 give a better deal than number 1? Or did you just not go with number 1?
No, number 2 just was cheaper.
And do better job?
I don't know if they're doing a better. How would I know? Because I didn't have number 1 do a job. They were
no,
do
but
the,
like, it doesn't matter. Thank you. I'm glad to
hear
it's
fixed. Their quote was cheaper. So guess what? I didn't have to spend all the insurance money.
Oh boy.
Hey.
I don't.
Payday. Let's just say,
hey.
A little 2K in my pocket.
2K?
Wow.
Okay. I have nothing to do with this.
No.
Amy, what's coming up in the pile next?
Well, I have the latest must-have accessory for some people. I want to see if you would carry it, Bobby. And then a simple thing you can do out in your yard that's going to improve your mental health. And then something an artist did to stand apart from the rest, and it worked.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
How do you feel about going back to the old-fashioned flip phone?
I have friends that do it. I have one friend that does it probably half the year. I have two. And they do it because they feel like they are getting a little too obsessed with their iPhone and they spend way too much time on it. And they have the wherewithal to go, I'm not going to stop if I have this, so I'm going to pull back. And I do this with food because I can't. I eat everything if it's in all sugar. So I will keep sweets out of my refrigerator in general. So for that reason, I'm good with it. But I hate it. I never do it. Me personally, never. I need my phone all the time. I need to have, I hug it when I sleep.
Oh.
Yes. So why do you ask?
Well, Gen Z women, the latest must-have accessory for a night out on the town is, yeah, the old humble flip phone.
If it's a burner phone, that's different. If I need to do some illegal stuff.
No, it's not a burner. It just allows them for more connection with the people that they're with, but also it prevents them from any posts if they're a little tipsy and drinking and they end up throwing something on social they don't want to or sending text to people that they don't want to and stuff like that. It prevents that.
That Galaxy Z flip phone, which I talked about, is awesome because it's a flip, but it has everything.
Oh, yeah.
You flip it and it's got all the apps.
That's not what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And then, fires me up. This segment fires me up. And then a flip phone, though, in general, like the old school flip phones, you can't hold down on a text message and do ha-ha. I need that. You know, we can do ha-ha or heart or thumbs up or
yes.
Exclamation. I need that.
Why?
Because that's so much communication so quickly. Mm-hmm. That saves me time from going H-A-H-A. I just go, boop.
Yeah.
That's how efficient I am.
Well, some of the younger kids, even high schoolers, are wanting to start to switch to the flip phone, but parents aren't liking it because they can't track their kids.
True. If it's for a reason, because it's keeping you from doing things that you shouldn't be doing, either because it's bad for you or because you're so consumed, great, I love the flip phone idea. But that's stupid. How do you feel about horse and buggy to work, Amy?
That's not the same thing.
It's the same thing.
It is not.
Okay, what else?
Okay, a new study from University of Colorado Boulder found that gardening has a huge physical and mental effect on us, like so many benefits. Researchers say that it helps reduce the risk of cancer, improves your mental health, And if you don't have space for a garden where you live, there's community gardens where you could go pitch in, get your hands dirty, work with your neighbors, grow some food. There's something about taking care of things and cultivating things. And Eddie's like our plant guy.
Yeah, I am. I don't garden. I don't have like, you know, fruits and stuff outside, but I do have lots of plants in my house.
Imagine if you garden with a flip phone.
Wow.
How healthy that would be.
And go to work in a buggy.
Mm-hmm. We're making progress.
That's called Amish. And gardening, I think it's just anything to slow you down and focus you on something that's not electronic. Like, I don't think it has to be gardening. I think that's probably one of the best. But it could be anything that's natural like that. It could be bird watching even, which Amy likes.
Amy.
Yeah, it's about
meditating.
Patience.
It's a, you know. And that's something that I think I'll get into in a few years and go, why didn't I do that 15 years ago? But I struggle with slowing everything down, and I try. My wife has like a meditation app, and it's not like meditation like from the hills of the Himalayas. It's just like a woman going, hey, we're going to focus on this. And okay, feet, hands, done. But focus on this, stay on this, and then you slowly remove all the outside, and you can just kind of come to peace with not having to worry. I'm really bad at it because my mind's always racing, but I think I will get good at it at some point and look back at today and go, why wasn't I doing it then? Which makes me go, well, then I should just start now so I get ahead of it. Yeah. But then I'm on my phone and there's so much to do and I forget about it.
You can just try it though. Like last night I put on an 18-minute meditation and I probably only really focused on stuff with my hand on my heart and reminding myself that I am safe for about, you know, 4 of the 18 minutes, but I still made myself sit there the whole time trying.
You weren't safe minute 5?
Yeah, no. What happened?
No, without my mind.
That's when she was burglarized?
That second.
No, without my mind wandering to 100 different things.
I think a lot of people hear the word meditation and they think hippy dippy.
Me
too. I did forever, but now it's such a practical thing where really it's just the ability to try to block out outside things for a little bit while you can just kind of recompose.
That's you don't fall asleep? I feel like if I sat there and tried to close my
eyes, sometimes
I would fall asleep in 2 seconds.
We went to this place once. I told you we went to something called a sound bath, stupidest thing I ever heard of. And we went in and they like they hit crystals and they make like pan, I don't know, it's pans and stuff.
Gong.
Gong. And I'm like, this is it. And I fell asleep.
Wow.
That's what your body needed.
It was 50 minutes long. I think I fell asleep like minute 3. And apparently, and I don't really snore, but I like breathe hard and talk. And I was breathing hard and talking in this class. And Caitlin was like too far for me to hit me. And she was like, I was so embarrassed.
Oh, God.
That's hilarious. Mm-hmm. They're still talking about you over there.
They were like, and I'm like, I don't know. Get on the dinosaur, man. Get on. All right, what else?
Well, you know Lainey Wilson. She's got her song, Things a Man Oughta Know.
Yeah, I know a few things a man oughta know.
And Lainey's been blowing up, right?
Yes.
She's been awesome.
And she's been known for wearing bell bottoms. It's her signature look. And she said she started doing it back in 2016 simply so she could stand apart from the rest of the female singers in Nashville. And it worked. Like a year later, she got a publishing deal. And yeah, she is known as the bell bottom girl.
And again, she was doing this way before it was, hey, let's cultivate a style because you're starting to make it. Like I was, again, lucky enough to know Lainey before anything. And it was odd. People thought she was odd because she was doing it. But it just shows you whatever you're doing, when you start to make it, people then go, that's cool, only because they're making it. So Lainey's true. And she used to go to these, not vintage, but like where I came from, it was called Abilities Unlimited or—
Like a thrift store?
Yeah. So we used to donate there. We'd also buy a lot of clothes there too at the same time. And so that's where she would go, thrift stores, to like make her look. And now I think she's getting like really cool clothes out of it because people are sending it to her because of her style.
That's awesome.
It's great. I love to see somebody like genuinely work hard and make it.
I mean, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
I got to tell you something a little bad before we get to the good. There's this dog, Tucker, and it was turned over to an animal rescue center in Myrtle Beach called All About Animals Rescue. And he had cigarette burns on him, a knife wound in his back. All this abuse led him to being afraid of people, strangers, children, cars, all the things. Very skittish. So they weren't really able to place him in a home. Tucker was at the shelter for 700 days. So they put out a plea on social media around Christmas time. And on January 3rd, somebody stepped up and they've officially taken Tucker in. And the organization is like, oh, man, we're going to miss him so much. We're so glad he's in his forever home.
That's awesome. Dogs, absolutely, can go, they can be retrained, they can find a healthy place for them. They always can't be completely fixed if they're broken, but they always can be repaired to the point of they can be happy and healthy.
Yeah.
There are some dogs, I do a lot with different either rescue groups, or we work very closely with a place that rescues out dogs called Wags and Walks here in town. And even though dogs that come in, they're the worst, they can always get better and you can always find a place for them. Our dog was, Ella was very aggressive, and now she's amazing. Like, I love her. She's so, she's kinder than Fat Boy is. Where his bulldog just, he just is what he is. She's just so loving. I just encourage you guys to adopt a dog and then fix it. Just like human, we can help try to fix people too, and all the trauma they've had. So I love that story. It's tough because some of those dogs that have been fighting,
yeah,
you really can't just go, okay, be around my 3-year-old.
Right, it has to be the right home.
But
right.
There are places that they can actually thrive. Mm-hmm. And I love that somebody adopted it.
And how awesome that shelter stuck with them for 700 days.
And didn't put them down.
That's amazing.
It sounds like a no-kill shelter and stayed with them the whole time. Love that. That's amazing. I love that. I love animal story. I love dogs. I'd rather see a human get killed in a movie than a dog. I said it. Kill all the humans in all the movies. Leave all the dogs. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Over to Amy with your morning corny.
The morning corny.
What do you call a pile of cats?
What do you call a pile of cats?
A mountain.
That was the morning corny.
Lunchbox looked angry at that joke. Did you see him shake his head?
I mean, yeah.
Like he was truly disappointed in
the mountain.
No. You know when you say, like, oh, that could have been the worst of all time? That could have been the worst of all time.
Mountain.
Maybe I like it because I have a cat.
Yeah.
I could never say that joke.
Why?
It was terrible.
Like, I just think better than a pile of cats. It's like, what do you call a geographical pile of, what do you call it? Cats. I don't know. Something about mountains more than a pile.
Here's the thing. You can't polish a turd.
Yeah, that's true. There's a scammer on TikTok who claims that they'll create artwork from cremated ashes. And they're like, if you want to buy this, we've got cremated ashes. We can make you this artwork. And so it's obviously you don't really want somebody. People aren't supposed to have people that are dead made into artwork. Especially if it's not their own family or something. They're just buying dead people's ashes. So, but then the people will say, okay, I'll take it. And then they go, okay, we've got your whole order. Now what you're doing, you're not supposed to be doing. And so if you don't send me $3,000, we're going to blackmail you.
Dang.
Wow.
It's a crime.
Horrible.
A person tells police they were blackmailed by a TikTok scammer using their loved one's ashes. I guess this person was using their actual loved one's ashes.
Yeah, into art.
After the victim paid the seller and sent the ashes, they reported the seller blackmailed them and said, first of all, you don't want this out. Second of all, we won't send the ashes back. So give me $3,000.
Wow. Dang.
So they're holding the ashes and they're going to out you.
Mm.
That is weird. Police said the victim is sharing their story to keep anyone else safe from falling prey to the same heartless crime. That's from KRON4.
I kind of understand the artwork, though. You know, like if that's just you and that's what you want to do with ashes, maybe.
Yeah, who am I to judge weirdness? I do, though, a lot, but.
Yeah.
Here's a voicemail from Frank in Las Vegas.
I just wanted to say, Lunchbox, when you go to prison for tax evasion, maybe you can share a cell with Todd Chrisley.
Wow.
Dang.
That would be a pretty nice place to go if you have to go. Lunchbox revealed to us, which he does every year, how much he gets back on his taxes and how he does his taxes, which over the past 7 or 8 years, you've probably averaged how much of a refund?
$10,000.
And then the way you get such a big refund is?
Lots of write-offs, like business write-offs, gas, clothes.
Which all makes sense cable. If you've done the right way, but business write-offs like?
Like, I go to Vegas and I talk about it on the show. That's
but just because you talk about it on the show doesn't mean you can write it off.
It's a business
actually,
trip.
You're not an independent contractor, so anything you talk about on the show is not a write-off.
In your world, it's not.
No. It's
okay.
The...
Like when you go to dinner with Caitlin but and we talk about it?
No, but there's a...
You can write that off.
No.
That's because you're listening to someone that doesn't have your best interest in mind.
I'm listening to somebody who understands taxes and tax code.
Yeah, okay. They're there to make their money. They're not there to make you money. You got to look out for you. You're number one. You got to take care of yourself. No one else is going
to
do it.
I go to people that are educated in that, and I'm not. And maybe the term's not
independent. I took accounting in college.
It's not independent contractor, but it's something where I can't, because of this show, I'm not. So it's there are certain things I can't write off, and one of them is going to Vegas or just talking about it on the show. That's not a thing.
Yeah, if I meet a listener, at a, like I'm at a restaurant, oh, you want a drink? Let me buy you a drink. Write it off, buying listener stuff.
Just a drink?
Yep. But then the whole meal becomes
a write-off. Oh, then the meal, okay.
Because I met a listener.
The
I
meal
did,
that you...
I did them. Work there, so...
But that's not work.
Yeah, if Eddie and I go to lunch, it's a business lunch. Write it off.
But that actually could be a thing if you're that really could be a thing.
Yeah, you might discuss sore losers and be like, oh.
Well, no, we talk about this show. When we go to lunch, we talk about this show.
But whatever the case is, there are business... That one is actually probably okay.
Thank you.
But...
When I drive to a work event, gas, mileage, all of it.
But what about just anywhere?
I've come to work, write it off. My bike, write it off.
I don't think you can write off an automobile that you take to work or a bike. How would you write off a bike?
Because I bought it for work purposes. And for we talk about it on the show.
Okay. Anyway, so Lunchbox does all this, right?
Yeah.
Never has been busted for anything. Always gets like a $10,000 check. It's crazy. So I don't think he's going to go to jail at this point. I think if it would have happened, it would have already happened. Now, the Chrisleys, they are going to jail. I think tomorrow. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
That's great. Because they asked for...
Extended... I don't know if you...
They didn't want to go for a while.
Yeah, they wanted more time out. And they said, your time is up.
So they have to go tomorrow.
So yeah, what do? You just show up to the prison and be like, yeah, I'm here to serve my time?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
You drive up.
Wow.
You check in.
Is it? It's like going to a hotel.
Yeah.
You surrender.
Desk.
Can I get an upgrade? So Todd and Julie Chrisley were denied bail. The Chrisley Knows Best stars' motion to extend their date to 21 days after tomorrow was denied. They'll report on the 17th, which is tomorrow. Julie will serve time at a federal correction institution and federal prison camp in Marianna, Florida. It just doesn't seem fun, and they're going to be there for almost all their time because it's a federal crime.
Mm.
It's not one of those where you go and then you get out in a year.
But good behavior.
It is a bit nicer of a prison, but still, you're in jail. You can't go anywhere.
So they won't see each other for 7 years.
I wonder about that, because it's not like they can visit each other.
Like, no, I didn't know if there was FaceTime.
Because if one of them was out, they could obviously go see each other, husband and wife. But they can't see each other, can they?
No. Mm. I mean, they got to get divorced.
They don't have FaceTime or Zoom in prison, right?
I bet you they do anyway. But I mean, because I have family in jail. They have phones.
Yeah.
Not legally.
Illegally, yeah.
Yeah, not legally. Somebody's butt had... carried that phone in there.
But I'm saying she gets out after 7 years, right?
Yeah,
she really going to sit around for another 5?
And he was sentenced to 12. So you're right.
Long time.
They're probably thinking about other things right now, Lunchbox, not their dating life when they get out.
And I'm like, what do you do the night before? Are you like just crying the whole time? Are you, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Getting it on?
Yeah. Mm. Like, or are you just like...
I don't think I'd be able to get it on.
You have to. You're not going to for the next 7 years.
But I don't think I would be able
exactly.
to. I'd be so mentally... just crushed
and
scared and anxious.
Mm-hmm.
I think you say that, but I mean, how would you even get to that spot?
And then do you go to sleep or do you just stay up and just try to get all the minutes of freedom out? Like,
that's true. That's a good one.
I try to enjoy my nice bed.
You're going to have all that time to sleep.
I'm probably trying to learn as much as I possibly can about what I can do in jail to make it.
Like puzzles and stuff?
Like, I don't know what affiliations I need to have.
How to make a shank.
Getting my tattoos ready. I don't know, but yeah, that's tough. You have to go to jail. Like, what do you do leading up to it?
Dang.
It's almost like you'd rather just get it's like you'd rather just get thrown in jail without knowing you're going to jail. That way there's not all this miserable time.
I don't know.
I mean, it's both. I don't know which one's better.
Would you rather die in your sleep or know you have a month out before you die?
Sleep. Sleep.
Oh, sleep, because then I don't like even talking about that.
Okay, well, I'll move on then. Okay, good. Nope. We'll move on then. Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. That's a tough situation. I'd be miserable.
Can we go visit them?
Yeah. Put in a request. I'll tell you what. If you can put in a request and they will accept your request to go visit, you can have the time off and you can go down there.
Oh, I love it.
I'll pay for your gas and your hotel.
Okay. Well, yeah. A gas would be an airplane ticket, right?
No. I'll pay for your car gas and we'll track you down.
I don't know if the 05 Altima would make it.
Well, we'll get a car from Hyundai or something.
Okay. That would be great. Just go visit.
Yeah, you and Abby can head down.
Okay.
Here we go again.
All right, well, what do you say? Good luck.
Hey.
Todd's always been nice, and he co-hosted the show, and I haven't talked to him in a while. But good luck in the...
Yeah, what do you say?
See you on the flip side, man.
Good luck in the pen in 12 years. That's tough. All right.
Keep your head up.
Yeah.
We're going to...
Literally.
Right?
And, yeah. There's so many jokes I just can't make.
I know.
It's like, I'm itching. I'm itching. I'm like. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Hope you guys are having an awesome Monday. It's now time for the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Spice jars are the most contaminated germ-filled thing in your kitchen. People are getting more sick because of the bacteria there than anywhere else in the kitchen. Right now, too, there's a mean virus going around where, and it's like 36 hours. I had it. My sister had it. One of our friends had it that was at the house.
I think we had it. My whole family.
My friend Mike Sines. And it's like, he messaged me. I was like, I'm so sick. And I was like, dude, wait 36 hours and it's going to feel like it's gone. And it's just, it feels like food poisoning. And you feel awful. And then, roop, you're better.
Yeah.
Why? I thought I had the flu. I went to the doctor, got a flu test. And by the way, when you have to get a flu test, you're already not feeling good and you hate that trip there. I'm like, oh. So a lot of illnesses going around right now. And again, a lot of this stuff is because we have no idea, and we pick up some germ, right? We can't see germs. Well, what a superpower that would be if you could just see germs. Like, oh, what's your superpower?
Awesome. You wouldn't go anywhere.
I'm see germ man.
You wouldn't touch anything.
Yeah.
That's all you do is stay in your room. So spice jars are the most contaminated thing, and they investigated everything. And it's not one of those stories where they go, well, this is cleaner than toilet. Well, because a toilet seat's usually just butt cheeks, and your butt cheeks don't get that disgusting. And we think, well, if you use the bathroom with your butt cheeks, it's got to be good. No, butt cheeks are pretty clean.
Yeah, yeah.
So toilet seats are pretty, and what do you do, pee on it? That's not dirty. It may be gross, but it's not.
Yeah, it's sterile. Super,
sure. But in your kitchen, they say watch out. Clean the outside of them and on the underside of the top if you can.
This is what? Like where you keep flour and stuff?
Spice jars, like garlic powder or chili powder. Okay. And I'm thinking like, well, when you're cooking, aren't your hands clean? But is it because you're touching like chicken maybe?
That's true.
That's a big part of it. It's all, it's all that. And also it's a place we just don't clean ever. It's not like you put those in the dishwasher because they're almost never empty.
Exactly.
So they could be there for a year and a half collecting the dust. You're touching it because you are cooking at the same time.
Also, fun fact, those do expire.
Not very fun, but it's a fact.
Well, I know, but you wouldn't think fun. They do. And then you check and you're like, whoa, 2015. Okay.
Well, and you also dump them in, so there's no expiration on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how you check.
Oh, I keep the little jars in at the bottom.
Pin a rose on your nose because you're doing good. You're doing good. Do you, when you sit down in the evening or on a weekend to watch a TV show or a movie, can you sit and actually do it, or do you fall asleep?
It depends. I've started falling asleep more.
I mean, yeah, I guess it just depends, but I can normally hang.
I need to do it on the couch where I don't normally watch stuff because we watch a lot of stuff in the bed because my wife and I try to have in the evening a little bit of time, an hour a night, to just sit and watch and hang. So we always have a show we're watching. But I can fall asleep pretty easy in the bed or get really sleepy. But if we do on the couch, I'm up because it's not my very common place. But they say wherever you sleep, don't watch a show because wherever you go to sleep, your body feels like, well, I should probably sleep, even if your mind's not saying that to you outwardly.
Yeah.
So you feel sleepy immediately because that's where you sleep. So they're like, if you want to watch a show, you should watch it from a place that you don't normally rest. A psychiatrist is accused of faking her medical degree after 20 years of practice.
No.
That's impressive.
You can't do that.
A psychiatrist, well, that's true. That's why it's a news story. Yeah.
But 20 years, that's a long time to get away with it.
But who's going to check, really, you know?
Was she given good? Is that one of
that's what you need
that
to do. You need to go and see how good her advice is.
That's what I was going to say.
Do we give her an honorary then?
Yeah. Really? If she's really good?
Yeah, she's been killing it.
She's handling meds too.
So a psychiatrist spent 2 decades working for the National Health Service, earning more than $1 million after forging her qualifications. She's described as a very accomplished forger and fraudster and is alleged to have fooled the even general medical council into granting her registration as a doctor. She's worked for various health institutes. She claims she's obtained her doctor's qualification in 1992. She never actually passed a 6-year bachelor of medicine, bachelor of surgery, and failed her exams. I mean, she didn't do good. But if she has people that continue to go to her, she must be pretty good at
that. That's all I'm saying. Like, I say this is a crime that is not worth punishing.
New York Post. Well, the reason you punish it is so in the future, people don't do it and they see it.
Yes. And they're like, oh, cool.
And they go, we shouldn't do that because they just punished this person for that. Mm-hmm. But it went for 20 years. I don't know. Sounds like I'd give it a run.
There's probably still a lot of people out there that do it.
I have a doctorate of letters, so if anybody needs an explanation of what the letter E looks like.
You can do that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Like, legally. My doctorate from the University, it says doctor of letters.
Wow.
Doctorate of letters.
All the letters.
I mean, 26 of them.
The whole alphabet.
What does that really mean?
And there's a couple ways to do the letter Z.
Cursive?
Then three. There's Z. There's cursive Z, but there's also the Z with a line through it, so you don't get it confused.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
See, but you guys didn't know that because you're not a doctor
I
am.
You knew that.
Mm-hmm. That's advanced education.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys wouldn't know. People get so mad when I talk about that.
It's so stupid.
It's like, I got this woman on Instagram sent me the meanest message. Mm-hmm. She's like, I worked hard to get my doctorate. And I'm like, lady, it's an honorary doctorate. It's
not
real.
Yeah, you worked hard too?
I worked hard to be awarded this as like a, hey, we recognize you for doing a lot of charitable good, a lot of good for the state, good for people. But I'm not really a doctor. I'm not even claiming. It's a joke. You think people's going to come in and pay me $120 for an hour of learning what the letter Z is? No.
No, no.
But I can write Dr. Bobby and it legally be a thing. It's pretty cool. 61% of people say they have done things on vacation they really didn't want to do just to post it on social media.
Really?
A study of 2,000 travelers say they go on vacation and they go and do stuff that they really wouldn't care to do except they want to get a good picture of them doing it. So that's why they do it and even pay for it. SWNS Digital. Cheetos introduces crunchy Flamin' Hot Tangy Chili Fusion.
Let's go.
I never read about Flamin' Hot anything or in that capacity and go, I sure would like one. But man, when I do get into some of those, they're awesome.
They're so good.
And I want
man.
Way more. And my mouth like, Bernie?
Yeah, so you need some poop.
You're right. But it's really
like
good.
Talky.
I never pursue them, but if I get caught up in them, I remember why I liked them. There's a new 55-inch TV that runs on batteries for a month and it sticks to a wall without mounting hardware. So you have to drill into your wall.
That's cool.
This is what I hear though. All right, we got it up. I go to sleep.
Boom.
Oh, God, what happened? Somebody breaking in? And it came off the suctions and fell onto the ground and broke.
Yeah.
That's what I hear when I read this story. Weighing in at less than 20 pounds, they've reinvented the mounting by coming up with an algorithm and operating software that operates the TV and keeps an active eye on the unique suction mechanism. I would mess this up. Mm. It would collapse in the middle of the night. I would think I'm being robbed, and a wall would get shot.
But the battery part is cool.
Yeah, I like that. But then I'd run out of batteries. It's a whole situation.
Oh, yeah.
Give me classic TV.
You got to change the batteries out.
And if you're in the market for a new big screen TV, right now is the time to do it because pre-Super Bowl, prices go down because they know more people will buy them. So if not even for the Super Bowl, but with that happening, you can go to any of the stores because they have deals. Amazon, Costco, Best Buy, la, la, la. That's from nerdwallet.com. That is your news.
Those were Bobby's Big
Stories.
On the phone, Jody in Nashville. Hey, Jody, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, morning, studio.
Morning.
I had a question, I guess sort of for all of you, but more specifically Lunchbox, knowing his love of the lottery. And when the Powerball, the one that ended up being about $2 billion a few weeks back, when it was at a measly like $400 or $500 million, I bought a ticket. Hadn't bought a ticket in forever, so I forgot about it, tucked it in my wallet. And like a week later, I thought about it, checked the numbers, and was two numbers away from the jackpot. So was curious how Lunchbox or any of you that ever played the lottery, would you rather get that close and win a few hundred or just not get any number at all than being that close and missing out on the big one?
Did you win a few hundred bucks?
It was $100 was the prize. I had three regular numbers and the Powerball.
Wow.
So it was just missing two regular numbers. So it was $100 and I paid the extra dollar for the multiplier. So I ended up with $300.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, I would always rather win money than not win money.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised I only paid $300, meaning three numbers and the Powerball number.
I mean, it's a big jump. They keep it low, 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 then boom, pay you some money.
So Lunchbox, would it drive you crazy to hit three in the Powerball, or would you just be happy you won 300?
I would be happy, but I'd be sick. Because I'd be like, I would always think about, it's sort of like the silver medalist. You would think, oh, I was right there. I was just so close. Like, if the ball bounces my way, I am the winner. Ugh.
But two numbers. You know, the ball didn't really, wasn't a ball.
Two balls.
You needed two balls.
So, I guess.
I don't know. I'd be pretty sick. I think I'd rather. Maybe
I would just be happy that I won a few hundred bucks.
Yeah.
And be like, if I was so close to one of those balls not bouncing my way that did, that I won $300 and had to multiply.
You won money.
No, this dude is thinking, ever since he found that winning ticket, he's like, man, I could have been a billionaire. I could have been a billionaire. That's what he's thought.
$450 million.
Yeah, that was before the billion.
Oh, it was billion. Sorry.
It was like, last week I was talking about I spent a few bucks and I got in this football pool and I made it all the way to the very end and all I needed was one more game. The Green Bay Packers over the Detroit Lions and I would have won $10,000. And they were winning up until late in the game. Would you still be sick about it?
Oh, I'd still be mad.
Even a week later?
Every time you mention it, I'm sick to my stomach.
But I didn't lose that money. I lost very little.
No, you lost it because you were...
But I never had it, so I didn't lose it.
12 minutes from walking to the bank and going, boo, 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 and it just slipped right through your hand.
I never sang that song, Walking to the Bank.
Also, you know, what do you sing when you walk to the bank?
I guess I don't walk to the bank. I drive there.
They would have deposited it in your account.
No, they wouldn't have.
No, you can't deposit that much money.
No, you just get that.
No,
you
mean
send it to you?
Parking lot?
Yeah. You drive up, you stick your hand out the window, they stick their hand out the window.
So would you have rather, if you were me, not play that thing at all? Than to be that close to $10,000?
I would have rather lost week eight than the last week of the season. There's no way. If I lost the last week of the season, I would...
Not even the last week, the second half of it, because I hit the first one of the last week. And I hit through halftime, I was winning.
Through the third quarter,
I was winning.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's just so sick.
I've got so many good things. The balls bounce my way that I'm not going to let one ball not bouncing my way take me down.
There we go.
I'd walk around. I've been walking around all week. Oh, man, I can't. If I had $10,000, I could have bought that.
That's why it's not happening to you.
Maybe.
But you guys say I'm the luckiest.
You are the luckiest.
But there's an example of it not working out for me. And you know what? I tend to not sit on it and dwell. I tend to move and go, bang. Think about all the ways the ball did bounce my way. Because we forget to go, man, this happened and it did bounce my way. Because mostly we just take those for granted and go, yeah, that happened for me, but look at all that didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you go, wait a minute, let me look at some of the great things that's happened. There had to be some balls bounce your way for those to happen too. So don't forget that.
Right, which is the thinking Lunchbox should adopt.
Beyond that.
You can't change
old dog,
guy.
New tricks. You know? Hey, Jody, we appreciate the call. Congrats on the $300, man. Hope you have an awesome rest of the week.
All right, y'all too. Thank you.
All right, see you, man.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Clayton County, Georgia. A man was out on a ride on his motorcycle, vroom, vroom, speeding through the streets. Police try to pull him over. Woo, woo. And he takes off over 100 miles an hour, weaving in and out of traffic, and he gets away. And he didn't have a license plate on his motorcycle. Well, then he posted the video to YouTube, and that's how they caught him.
I wonder if there is a certain group of people who, law enforcement, who get online and search for things online. Ooh. If there's like a unit, and their only job is just watch YouTube videos to see if they see something illegal.
Oh, that they would have be awesome. To just scroll social media all day. That's their job.
But I mean, what if you're hired as, okay, look, you're just going to watch YouTube videos, and if you come across anything fishy, let us know.
It's a teenager.
Greatest job ever. That's like the volunteer position, right? As you get in.
If you see guns.
So probably it was something in the neighborhood. Right, I mean, he had to post it. He had to be in the same neighborhood as those cops.
I don't know how they...
you don't find that randomly.
Maybe they Googled in the YouTube motorcycles, and then they saw...
Googled in the YouTube.
The YouTubes.
He will not be having
that job.
Yes, Paul, have you been Googling YouTubes?
Listen, let me tell you. I am terrible at searching in Google, YouTube, anything, and my terminology may be a little off.
What they could have done is someone could have seen the cop car where it's from, like the so-and-so county police. Be like, hey, this video. I mean, they could have done that too.
That's smart.
I'm trying to figure out how that would have got back. Whoever you are, you're a snitch. Okay.
Okay. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
What's Humpty Dumpty?
Sat on a what? Was that an egg? Is he an egg? He sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, and then he cracked.
Oh, no, do the rhyme.
Okay. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
All the
Humpty Dumpties came tumbling down.
No, that you made that part up.
Jack and Jill.
You're mixing them up there, yeah.
I don't
and
know
then
it.
Jack Sprat ain't no fat. Morgan, do you know Humpty Dumpty?
No, I just knew the part that Amy just said. That's all I remember.
Okay, let me see if I remember it. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again.
Yeah,
that's Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty back together again.
The thing about Humpty is no one ever said he was an egg in the history of Humpty Dumpty.
But in the illustration, he's an
egg. That's the point. Somebody just drew it that way, but it never said, but that was just said as a rhyme. Mm. And so the first person that drew it just imagined, Humpty was never an egg until somebody drew Humpty as an egg.
Yeah. Which makes sense because he fell and he cracked.
But how did they put him back together?
They couldn't. All the king's horses and all the king's men.
He could have been a human. He just could have been a brittle human.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, he's an egg. Poor Humpty. What if Mr. Humpty was just a human being, and now he's being, in everybody's rhyme, as an egg? And Miss Humpty and his grandkids are like, anyway, it's all over the internet. They're debating if Humpty was actually an egg. Mike, your thoughts?
Is it the same Humpty from the Humpty Dance, or is that a different
Humpty? That's a different Humpty.
Oh, okay. Different.
That Humpty is stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but y'all making money, see? So that's that Humpty.
That Humpty I like.
Yes, yes. All right, we're out of here. Thank you guys for listening. Tomorrow, Old Dominion Inn playing on the show for an hour, full stage, all the band, all the instruments. See you tomorrow on the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.